The non-conference schedule is winding down. How do the Tigers look so far? Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper, and we are ready to rock and roll. Hey, Zepp, you got to unmute yourself. Can you so we can get after it? But yeah, we're going to talk Auburn basketball. We got the non-conference schedule. We got one game left, and then we hit the meat of this conference, this meat grinder that will be the SEC conference, and we're going to have some fun doing so. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You got two coupon codes to check out. You got TNR Casino gives you a 300% deposit bonus on your deposit. And then Next Round gives you a 50% deposit bonus you can use anywhere. Okay, so win big in the casino, hit that sports book, and stack it up. Check them out. It's mybookie.ag. Zepp, our boys are about to finish up the non-conference schedule. So far, they're 11-1. You got Monmouth coming up. That'll be your finale of the non-conference schedule, and then you'll hit. I guess you go straight to Missouri as your first conference game. 11-1, man. 6-1 in quad one games. I knew we would be good, but I'm not sure that I expected us to be this good. What are your thoughts on the Tigers' performance so far?
If I had to give the Tigers a performance right now, I would say we're A+. You know, from starting from the first show, by going to the practices, seeing the guys actually practice, seeing a lot of things, I never thought, I'm being very honest with you, I never thought this team would be this great. This team is actually absolutely exceeding every single thing, from defense to offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, steals, defenses, offense rating, defense rating. It's just they're filling the stat sheet in every single thing you can name. This team is just excellent. They're excellent at every single thing they can do on the court.
Zepp, one of the things you said at the beginning of the year that you were a little bit concerned about was physicality. Well, do you still have those concerns?
I actually don't have those concerns.
Yeah.
Because they've been punking teams out. yes, you know, I thought this team would have, you know, struggles with physicality. But this team, I think what it was they was playing against each other too much. It was about playing against other guys. But as we see, Auburn is a very physical team. When you see those guys play defense, they are in your chest. They're not giving you no space. We've seen Purdue never seen a defense like us.
No.
They never seen a guys who come out and guard you full court, 94 feet, and guard you off the screen, on the screen. It just was like that game was just a Brazilian game from the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So, you mentioned physicality. I never expected this team to be as physical on defense as they are. I expected a finesse team that would outscore you. I kind of thought that was what we would expect, from this team. But, my gosh, they smother you. They smother you on both ends of the court. They smother you once you cross the half-court line. It's a nightmare to have an inbound pass. A complete nightmare. And then if you actually get the ball inside, there's a good chance it's going to get swatted. Purdue, that game should have been a 40-point game. It really is. They were throwing up absolute prayers. They were having some shots that were completely contested, throwing up just complete almost like no look shots up in the air late in the shot clock. It's just, man, oh man. It's hard to even imagine that you could give them any grade other than A+. Like I never would have expected 11-1 with the way this early season schedule was. I mean, legitimately, in that we played seven quad one games. Like, what would have been a record? You would have been like, okay, that's about the worst it needs to be. Like, what's a record that if we would have got out with a few more losses, you'd have been fine with out of those seven games.
I probably would say like an Iowa State, because Iowa State DNA, it's kind of basically a, you know, everyone play together, play defense, and a tough team to always beat. Duke, you know, I can say that one, but we got to understand Duke was at home. I feel like if we was at Auburn, it'd be a different story. But they got to come to us next year. North Carolina? No. I always felt like we could beat North Carolina. Memphis? No. I felt like we could beat Memphis. Houston? Houston could be one. But Purdue? I feel like we could beat Purdue also. So it's really
four and three. Like if we get out of there with 4-3, we're still okay. You're feeling good about it.
We still sitting good. We still in the top 25.
Yeah. So not only did they best that, they only lost one game out of that. Instead of one going game. 4-3, they went 6-1. And the margins of victory in some of these Q1 games are just absurd. I mean, you only had like one test in Maui, and that was Iowa State. The Houston game was close. Other than that, it's been blowout city. We've been handing it to you is what's been going on. It's been fun to watch.
It's been very fun to watch. Like you say, the margin we've been winning by has been like, hold on now. This Auburn team is looking a little different. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they're doing different. But I think it's togetherness. The guys are willing to do whatever it takes to win. Yep. I watched this team. I watched Purdue 2 weeks ago play against Texas A&M. And those guys was comfortable. I watched them play Auburn. The point guard couldn't even get a shot up. He was trying to figure out what to do. When that Chad Baker Mazar blocked his shot, I told my mom, oh, it's on. They ain't letting him get nothing. It's on and popping.
Yes. So you win by 17 or 18 points against Purdue, and that score was way closer than the game actually was. I mean, it was as much. It was over 30 points at times. You nearly beat Ohio State by 40, and then they turn around and beat Kentucky by 20. So that just shows you they're a decent team. You beat Memphis by 14, and I don't feel like that game was that close. And then you beat UNC. By 12 points, 13 points, and I don't feel like that game was that close. All traditional basketball schools, and traditional powerhouses, and Auburn just waxed them. But, hey, you know what, Zep? They're only the number two team in the country. Only the AP number two team in the country. I don't know what those dudes are smoking. What are those dudes smoking, man?
I don't know what we got to do to be number one. Those guys in AP. I don't know who those guys in the AP. I don't know who, but you got to come out, man. You got to quit.
Some of us put us at four. Yeah, that's crap.
I think they hate to see the Auburn Tigers at number one.
It's got
to
be. They got something personal. It's something personal against Bruce. It's got to be.
It's something personal because ain't no way. I'm speaking like I never went to Auburn. It's no way. These guys should be ranked number two. I respect Tennessee. Tennessee is a very great team. Rick Barnes is a very great coach. But I'm saying, Jani Broome is the National Player of the Year, and Bruce Pearl is the Coach of the Year. And this team is the team of the year right now. Without a doubt, they're number one.
You're number one in literally every other category. Like every statistical category you could possibly be number one, they're number one, except for the AP writers who vote us number two. But that's fine. We'll take it as motivation. We're motivated. We got some bulletin board material. Zep, give me your midway MVP not named Jani Broome. We can't just give it to Jani. You give me your midseason MVP so far.
On Auburn team?
Yes, on Auburn's team. Yep.
Ooh, this would be a very, very tough one because all of them have different roles.
Yep.
But if I truly had to pick who's the most valuable player on the team, hate to say it's because he's a freshman, but something enlightens me to say Tahad Pettiford.
Hey, tell me what about him makes him your MVP for halfway through the season?
What makes him MVP is every time he comes into a big game, he's not afraid of the moment.
The big games, man.
I don't look at him as a freshman. I look at him as a straight basketball player, a straight basketball go-getter. He never afraid of the moment. He always wants to show people on why he's one of the best players. You said it again?
He's honestly anti not the moment. He wants the moment. Like those are the games where those are the games he goes off in.
And I just think he's the MVP.
I like it. Let me give you mine real quick. I got this guy's really come on lately, and I'm gonna give you a stat really quick.
I think I know who you're saying. I think I know it.
15 of 26. You know what that is, Zip?
15 of 26.
That is Denver Jones. That is Denver Jones from three, from deep. The last four games, that's about 57% from three over the last four games, and where Auburn's just absolutely started throttling people. Denver's hot. I hope he's not peaking. I don't think he is, but he's figuring out this point guard situation. They got the rotations figured out. Denver coming on late to me. And playing unselfish basketball too at times, where he's had to play 30 minutes and he may only score. I mean, like against Duke, he scored no points, but he played for 26 minutes and played just phenomenal defense. I mean, not really having the opportunity to fill up the stat sheet up until these last three games, but just accepting his role of, hey, I'm going to go shut down the best player on their team no matter what. And if I score, great. If I don't, that's fine too. But Denver Jones, man. He's every bit as good as we hoped he would be this season coming back, and he's shooting the absolute lights out of it right now. I mean, again, 57% over the last four games. We hope we carry that into definitely in a conference play. If Denver's shooting 50% from three, you can just forget it. You can forget it. It's going to be game over when you add in everybody else that can score too.
Most definitely. Denver Jones has been phenomenal these past few games.
Yep.
I can't name the games, but he's been on fire so much. All I could remember was Ohio State. Three, bang, bang, bang. Then you come Purdue game. You see him playing phenomenal defense and phenomenal offense, being one of the best two-way guards in college basketball. That's nice. One thing that has stood out to me about Denver Jones. He have taken this game to a whole nother level. But I'm with you on it. Hope this isn't his peak. Hope he can take this in conference play and we can roll with it.
Yeah. Ohio State, he was 4 of 5 from deep. Against Georgia State, he was 5 of 7 from deep. And then, obviously, he was 3 of 6 from deep against Purdue. That was almost a down game. 3 of 6 is a down game a little bit from the previous two. But, nah, I love Denver's game right now, and I love everything he's doing. For the Tigers. So, like I said, Auburn kicks off, not kicks off. They kick off. Yeah, they start their conference play here in just a little over a week. And then it's going to be, they're going to be in the right in the meat of it. They're going battling that tough, tough SEC schedule. You got January 4th, which is next Saturday. They play Missouri. That'll be the first conference game. Next Tuesday, you get Monmouth, wrap up the non-con, and then they'll move on. And then it's real basketball. Then it's time to get after it. So I want to switch gears a little bit and wrap it up, a little bit of a quicker show. Want to check in with one of our signees, Caden Magwood, little combo guard. He's lights out right now. He's playing for Overtime Elite AAU basketball. Zep can speak to some of the talent that plays through there. But listen to these last three games, Zep. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You're sitting down, which that's good. So his last three games, he scored 41 points, 26 points, 36 points, and 31 points, and he has a game winner walk off called game and everything. Playing against some of the best players in the country. I knew this kid was good, but his scoring level against this competition is something that it has really opened my eyes.
That kid can go. He's a straight bucket getter. He reminds me of the guy from Mississippi State. Their games are similar. You know this guy I'm talking about. I think it's the Herbert guy, one of their best player.
The true freshman. He was a true freshman last year. I almost wanted him to portal where he would.
I wanted him to portal also, but yeah. He have the same exact game. Magwood is an elite scorer. It's like he's so short. You know, he's probably about 5'11", but he just makes things happen. He makes his teammates better. It's like when they need a bucket, he's a go-getter, and he plays against some of the best guys in the country. So people can't tell me he's not playing against some of the best guys in the country. He does this against every single guy he goes against. It's in him. When it's in you, it's in you.
No, for sure. He plays a little bit like he's got a chip on his shoulder to me. He plays like, hey, everybody's been telling me I'm the little guy, and I'm just going to go drop 41 on you, and there's really nothing you can do about it. I'm going to dunk on you. I'm going to shoot a three on you. I'm going to go to the hole and finish on you. It doesn't matter. This kid is going to be electric again. I'm just – the more and more I see about this guy, the more and more fired up I am. Overtime Elite, Auburn's had some success recruiting there, recruiting them. I guess it's Overtime Elite. Yeah, they're always posting on their Instagram page his highlights. So he's a player, man. He's a player, and Auburn's got a good one in Caden Magwood. Zeb, any other final notes before we call it a night? Just things to look forward to, things you're looking forward to over the next couple of weeks as Auburn kicks off conference play.
Well, I'm looking forward to the haters hating on us because I think we'll be number one coming up real soon. And I know a lot of people out there that's hating on Auburn right now. And they hate, and they wish we fall down to 4, 5, and 6, but it ain't going to happen. We're going to keep the momentum. We're going to keep it rolling, and we're going to keep winning. And War Eagle, baby.
There you go. So Tennessee's got to play Norfolk State coming. Do you see who Norfolk State just hired as their football coach?
Oh yeah, that's elite.
Mike Vick. And then they kick off conference play against Arkansas. So that'll be an interesting interesting little matchup. Maybe they get knocked off, and maybe that'll get Auburn to number one. We'll see. But guys, we really appreciate it. Thanks for checking in, and we'll keep you posted on Hoops action. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.